Fortune tanto vulnera, sila tibus ocellis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So we look at the Chi-Coms, we look at the globalists, we look at the Rothschilds and the Israeli operatives, we look at the BlackRock syndicates, you know, we look at all the big pieces. But Islam in the West is going into its push us out, dominate us phase, and then totally enslave us and kill us comes after that. I mean, just absolute hell on earth. And attacking all the different Christmas events, you name it, it's now starting here in the U.S. The ramming over hundreds, even per event, with the trucks, burning down tens of thousands of churches in Europe. But let's zoom in just some on the United States. Now we're learning it's not hundreds of millions in Minneapolis, St. Paul being stolen. It's billions. Signing their kids to have autism, don't. Getting hundreds of millions of dollars saying they're feeding starving kids. There's not even a facility. You see it in Michigan. You know, just constant Medicare, Medicaid fraud, not even a medical office. And then you've got leftist judges that look like they're 10 years old, Soros judges, letting them go. When juries convict them, they say, I overturn it. Now they're under criminal investigation because it's billions of dollars, folks. And they're buying everybody off. Infuriating. It's been confirmed the Minnesota Somalis haven't stolen millions from American taxpayers through fraud. They've stolen billions. And then that goes into the look at the judge. Looks like she's 10 years old. Minnesota Senator Michael Holmstrom is calling on the county judge Sarah West to unseal the documents in the case. She overturned a jury's verdict. This particular Muslim was found guilty of stealing $7.2 million from taxpayers in the Medicare fraud. There was no office. It was just a P.O. box. No one was treated, nothing. And she just overturned it, but won't say why. She said it was circumstantial evidence. Oh, okay. No medical facility, advertising and saying he treated tens of thousands, and it's open and shut, but she let him go because there's a payroll going on. They've caught a bunch of Somalis in other cases threatening jurors and trying to buy them off in Minneapolis. So let's go to those clips. Then let's go to Rashid Tlaib there in Michigan. And then it cuts to clips of rallies 2 days ago where they're chanting death to America with tens of thousands of Muslims. Then we've got a Muslim cleric, listen carefully. He says having sex with a nine-year-old is okay because Muhammad did it. Dubtails Islamic scholar, Christians, Jews are monkeys and pigs, need to be killed. Ilhan Omar, her real history. They got all these arrogant Islamic women making jokes about how they're ripping us off and what idiots we are. Work, you pigs, for me. Meanwhile, ICE has begun raiding Somali hangouts and clubs because Biden just said they were all legal, just automatically allowed to stay here. Well, Trump reversed that, so they're not laughing now. So we'll play those deportation clips. And then we've got Piers Morgan, England's 70% white. Tucker, London is now 36% white within 40 years. Tucker, it was 99% in 1945. And he's like, well, I like the food better, so it's okay. Wow. Then you got Minnesota's largest teacher union teaching that whiteness is inherently evil. So people help themselves, allow themselves to be destroyed. Then you have them marrying and raping eight-year-olds. They complain they're killed. Got the videos of Muslims took over Europe, now they're taking over the United States. Some of the crazy stuff they're up to, the things they're doing. Got Afghans getting pulled over, just shooting police for no reason. You got Muslims attacking and destroying a Catholic bookstore in France. It's just what they do. You have Germany with Stockholm Syndrome bringing the Muslims in to do their Muslim teaching inside the churches. It just goes on and on and on. But there's just so many of these clips. You got this guy running around, saying they're taking over. Then I'm going to get to the really hardcore stuff and the attacks on Christians, but let's go ahead and start rolling those clips.
Did money from Minnesota taxpayers earmarked to feed hungry children wind up in the hands of a Somali terrorist group? The allegations center around a massive welfare fraud case being brought in Minnesota. A 78th defendant was charged just today. And now reports are coming out that some of the stolen money may have wound up in the hands of Al-Shabaab, a Somali-based terror group. In response, President Trump says he intends to end deportation protections for about 700 Somali nationals in Minnesota, calling Minnesota a, quote, hub for Somali gang networks, though he's provided no evidence for that. So what are the facts on the ground? Investigative correspondent Rich McHugh is at the federal courthouse in Minneapolis, Minnesota for us tonight. Rich, what are you learning?
Hi, Elizabeth. Well, we're at the federal courthouse where that 78th indictment came down just a few hours ago. All of it tied to Feeding Our Future. That's the corrupt nonprofit at the center of all of this fraud. We spoke with current and former federal sources, and they tell us billions have been stolen since 2019, that Minnesota is just riddled with fraud, and that a lot of this money goes back to Somalia, and a cut of all that money has gone to the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab. But I want to reset this for viewers because it's complicated. This all stems from Feeding Our Future. That's the largest COVID fraud ever. These criminals opened more than 200 federal child nutrition program sites throughout Minnesota, and sites lied, claimed to be serving meals to thousands of children a day. They created fake attendance rosters, fake invoices, and the government reimbursed them. David Gaither, he's a former state senator here. He saw this firsthand.
Rich, this is the Sapphire restaurant in downtown Minneapolis. This is the epicenter of some of the biggest fraud and waste and abuse in this area. The owner right now is currently in jail, federal jail. This restaurant, which seats about 35, supposedly served 18,000 plus meals a day.
A day?
A day for 7 months. 18,000 okay. plus.
Now, Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar, she was a fixture at this restaurant, the Safari, during her run for office. I think we have a photo of her at the restaurant with her supporters in 2018. Feeding Our Future, that's that corrupt nonprofit. It was the epicenter of it, but others spawned from it. There were home relocation services, child autism. They were bilking $399 million in services fraud in 2023 alone. To date, 86 people have been indicted and counting. Federal authorities tell News Nation 79 of them are of Somali descent.
We've been holding accountable those that are perpetrators of the crime. We are not holding accountable those that created the opportunity to have those perps do what they did.
And that would be?
The policymaker, the attorney general, and the administration.
Now, federal sources that we've spoken to, several of them, said the same thing to me, Elizabeth. They say there's a saying in the Somali community here that when it rains in Minneapolis, umbrellas go up in Mogadishu. That just about sums it up. Back to you.
Wow. Almost 100 people charged in this scheme so far. Rich McHugh reporting in Minneapolis. Thanks so much.
Anywhere! Political structures that I have to work in, that we are surrounded by, was built on slavery and genocide and rape and oppression. Real change doesn't come from the cowards and warmongers in Congress. It comes from the streets. It comes from all of us mobilizing and seizing the power to resist and fight back. Gaza is the compass in this country. Now we're in Congress, and we're every corner of the United States.
It's in your interest, because it's in the Ummah's interest, for American hegemony to decline in the world. And you have to think, as an American Muslim, how are you going to contribute to that? American power is receding, China's power is rising, and that is slowly opening up a space in the Muslim world.
We're in the belly of the beast. We are in the heart of U.S. empire.
We are here in the belly of the insatiable imperial beast.
Here in North America, in the U.S., the belly of the beast, the heart of empire.
We have to bring down this empire with 1 million cuts.
We will be hitting empire where it hurts most. Bring empire to its knees.
Dismantling the heart of empire is not easy, and it won't be rapid. But we know it's possible.
This panel, y'all, is talking about what is next. To strike at the heart of empire.
We actually need to crash the U.S. settler state. We have to struggle to crash things here. And my students were very, very clear about this. We have to struggle for indigenous sovereignty right here.
That seek to dismantle the United States. I hope you seek to dismantle the United States And if that isn't your politics, okay? I speak as if everybody has this commitment. And the thing is that you should. You should listen to Indigenous people when they're telling you that this is the goal.
And as always, I cannot wait for the West to fall.
And that's how empires really should fall. The empire should, that's how we really want them to fall. We want it to fall just like the Quraysh fell in the time of our prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
It is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism.
I've spoken a lot about dismantling the American empire, dismantling this imperium. Are we ever going to see the end of this empire? Like, would we see the end of this empire in our lifetime? Like, how realistic is it to dismantle this imperium?
All empires fall. Fall of the empire is inevitable. Inevitable.
How on earth is this empire going to be overtaken? How is a country like America, which spends 13 times more than the next 10 countries combined in military spending with more nuclear warheads than some countries have tanks, how is a country like this going to be defeated? And my conclusion is, it's most likely going to be from within.
This change must come, and in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire, that's been hurting our people since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall.
To conquer these two civilizations, you're going to be in charge of this land. That Islamic civilization is going to be supreme.
Time will come that you will destroy the two biggest superpowers. We need to organize. We need to come together. We need to be united.
We know what America plans. يَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهِ Allah says, they plan and we plan.
Need to know the United States as an economy, as a superpower, is falling down. This is the time now. They're weak. It's the time now to go and do jihad and call them for the to accept Islam and implement Islam on them.
Al Mawdi Africa!
Al Mawdi Africa!
Al Mawdi Africa!
Al Mawdi Africa!
Not a great look. The mayor condemned it. The White House condemned it. But what about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib? She reps Dearborn. Is she okay with her constituents chanting death to America? Fox Business correspondent Hillary Vaughn asked her. Watch.
Congresswoman Tlaib.
Fox News. I don't talk to Fox News.
At a rally in your district, people were chanting death to America. Do you condemn?
I don't talk to Fox News.
But do you condemn chants of death to America?
I don't talk to people that use racist tropes.
Why can't you just say whether or not you condemn people chanting death to America? Why are you afraid to talk to Fox?
Fox News is not, listen, using racist tropes towards my community is what Fox News is about, and I don't talk to Fox News.
Is death to America racist? Is chanting death to America racist?
I'm talking about your guys' racist tropes. You know, you guys know exactly what you do. I know you're Islamophobic, but you guys gotta go deal with it on your own self. You're not gonna use me.
This is actually Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do with Aisha. He saved her and he married her when she was 6 years old. And he lived with her, when she reached the 9 years old.
And then he had sex with her after
that.
When she ready?
Yeah.
When she ready?
She
menstruated at 9 and then he had sex. When she ready? They know that she is ready. They have the physical relation.
So, may I ask a question? Why do you consider that as pedophilia?
I think that a 9-year-old is still a child. So I consider having sex with a 9-year-old to be pedophilia.
But it has already passed that stage. It's not. She became an adult. She finished a stage and entered a new stage. With it, it is considered as an adult. She's physically grown. She has the ability to bear, like if she gets married, she can get pregnant.
Christian and Jews are monkeys and pigs to us. You know, that's what Allah called them. Allah called them so. So we believe that. And it was easy for us to kill because they are not real human.
Let's take Ilhan Omar as an example, okay? She comes from a family, and they call her a refugee who came from Somalia, right? They call her a refugee. Her family were the governing party.
the Marxist Islamist government in Somalia, who were overthrown and then fled. Now, technically, that makes her a refugee, but she wasn't fleeing oppression, or rather, her family weren't fleeing oppression. They were fleeing justice. They were fleeing their own people, holding them to account for the dictatorship that they had established. So you have people like the Omar family, and what do? Do they come to America and see America and go, okay, this is pretty cool. They're not oppressing each other. Let's be part of this. No, they go, hey, how can we oppress them? You know, how can we bring Marxism to America? That's the thought process, and it may be a passive thought process, but it's the thought process.
Hör inte hemma här. Har jag sagt till dig att jag hör hemma här? Det är därför jag förstör. Och stör. Som mitt hjärta.
Back it up, because I got to read it, because she's just speaking in whatever it is, Arabic. So I can play you hours of this. The arrogance. You're here to pay for us. We hate your country. Give us the money. So what? And we've got a lady in English running her mouth about it as well. She's obviously one of the converts they snatched up probably when she was 8 years old. She's now in the Stockholm Syndrome. But just listen to these ladies. I'll read the subtitles for radio listeners. Here it is. I don't belong. Go slow. Start. She's gibbering quickly. Go back to the first. I don't belong here. I have not told you I belong here. That's why I destroy and take so much I can. Yeah, they have them robbing stores and stuff. And collect all your tax money. All benefits that you can get here in Sweden. I use it to the max. To this max, and you can't do anything about it.
So I'm just on my way to the job center, right? And I just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who pays their taxes, because without you, I wouldn't be where I am today. Like, the fact that I can still go out about my day and still do my things and get paid for not doing absolutely anything, because of others who are working and paying their taxes. I don't think I've ever said thank you. So, genuinely speaking, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And keep up the good work.
Total arrogance. Absolute total arrogance. Well, not so arrogant in Minneapolis, Minnesota, because they'd all just been legalized, but not made citizens. And Trump's grabbing thousands of people up there. All the little smarty pantses and people are getting shipped back. Here's a few clips of those raids for you.
Ran in the spot. I just came to the club to have a good. This shit. They just did a jet raid.
So he's going back to his paradise with all the rocket scientists. By the way, I had a clip here, I don't know where it was, of there's zero immigration into Poland from the Muslims because they kick them out. You see what the police do there when they try to attack people. And now the EU's trying to make them take them. But here's Piers Morgan. There's a bunch of these clips. I'm not going to play them all with Tucker. And he's like, you know, we just surrendered to Islam because the food's so good. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, Indian food used to be Hindu food. I guess the Muslims were taking over there. But what are you talking about? It's just total crap. But just listen to Piers Morgan.
Well, it changed London.
Why do you look at this and see a wrecked country? I don't.
Well, I don't see an English country. So we're in the city of London now.
What do you mean there? What do you mean by that?
It's not... Well, people whose ancestors built Stonehenge are not here anymore. So the city of London is 36% white, and that's happened in the last, I don't know, 40 years.
But England is about 70% white.
England.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it was it was 99% in 1945.
Okay, so we've evolved.
Muslims first took over parks in Europe, then the parks in Canada. Now they're doing it here. Let's roll some footage. Let's play clip 93 and 94 back to back. This is Dallas, Texas, Dearborn, Michigan, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And then the chants, many of them are death to America. Froze. Let's stop there and move on. Here's just a clip of Islamicists and far-left activists targeting a Catholic bookstore in France, claiming it's fascist for selling Bibles, Christian books, and statues of Jesus and Mary. By the way, we haven't gotten literally violent stuff, stabbing babies in baby carriages, stabbing people on trains, throwing people in front of trains, throwing people off roofs. I mean, we could show you just hours of that, or trucks just ramming over Christmas events all over Europe. Somebody's just killing hundreds in one swath, or just the last week, thousands of Muslims storming through, beating people up at Christmas events. You tell them they're all scum. It just goes on and on. Yeah, that's just the Palestinian folks coming and taking over Christmas, stealing, throwing smoke bombs around. But let's go to the footage of them attacking the Catholic bookstore, and then move on to this fella here in the United States who's running around chanting revolution. Here it is. And how do people respond? Let's go out to break with clip 98. This is all over German churches. In England, they make the kids at public schools bow down every day and pray to Allah. I have the footage of that just this week in major schools. But this is the Stockholm Syndrome, having them come and do their Islamic prayers in the church. Roll that. They won't burn down their church if they do this, or drive a truck over them. All right, we're going to go to break. And I'm going to go ahead and show you trucks running over people and a little bit of stabbing babies and baby carriages. Just a little sampling of thousands of churches burned down. We have it all. Ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.